继续真教会的十样宝物。
We continue with our study on the ten treasures of the true church.
那就是从启示录第四章的天上宝座的意象啊，来看到十样宝物。
And we can see this from the vision of the throne in heaven. We can see the ten treasures here.
因为我们从圣经查考，从神的话已经明白了，这个天上宝座就是神的殿，神的教会。
Because as we have studied earlier, this throne in heaven is the temple of God.
那么请看这个启示录的第四章。
Let us refer to Revelation chapter 4.
那么第一个宝物是什么还记得吗？
Can you still remember what is the first treasure?
第一个宝物就是有彩虹第三节。
The first treasure is the rainbow as in verse 3.
而且这个彩虹呢是围绕着整个宝座，整个宝座都被彩虹围绕着。
And this rainbow encircles the throne.
那彩虹是什么？
What is a rainbow?
那个就是挪啊，神跟挪亚跟活物立约的那个记号，彩虹。
It is the covenant between God and Noah.
那就是神的慈爱。
That is God's mercy and love.
教会里面有神的慈爱，有神的爱围坐，有神的爱包围着教会。
There is God's love surrounding the church.
所以教会真的是一个讲爱的地方。
Therefore, the church is a place where we talk about love.
如果这个教会是没有爱心的，大家都很自私的，也没有爱心的，那你说这个是神的教会吗？
If there is no love in the church and everyone is selfish, do you call this the church of God?
那如果每个信徒来都是要到爱，要你爱他，要他爱你，你都是要从人身上得到爱，你自己没有付出爱，请问？你是里面的一份子吗？
But, and in this church, if you come and you only expect love from others, but you do not give any love, are you part of this family?
我们常常听到信徒批评，这个教会没有爱心，那个教会没有爱心，那个教会没有爱心。
We always hear members criticizing that this church doesn't have love, that church doesn't have love, Gombak church doesn't have love.
那个教会也没有爱心，这个教会也没有爱心。
This church doesn't have love, that church doesn't have love.
那请问这个讲的人他有爱心吗？
The one who says this, does he have love?
我就注意他，看他有爱心吗？看他怎样来服务人群呢？来献出他的爱啊！我就一直注意他呀。
I am observing him as to how he is going to show
me. 原来他只是要人家来爱他、捧着他、关心着他，一直给他这个给他那个，他从来没有给人家过什么，什么都没有。
And in fact, this person only wants to receive love from others, but not to give love.
这个是神的儿女吗？
Is this the child of God?
教会充满神的爱。
The church is filled with God's love.
所以里面的信徒也要不断的学习神的爱，把神的爱表现出来，行出来。
And therefore, the members in the church should also manifest love.
好，那第二个宝物是什么？
What's the second treasure?
就是有24个座位。
There are 24 seats.
那是指什么呢？
And what does this refer to?
我们解释过，为什么不是26、28，而是24？
Why isn't it 26 or 28, but 24?
在教会里面有荣耀的职分。
That there is this glorious position in the church.
这24个座位是表示旧约中的12个支派，加上新约的12个使徒，加起来是24个。
This 24 seats refers to the 12 tribes in the Old Testament and the 12 disciples in the New Testament, adding them to become 24.
那么是教会里面有神给我们荣耀的职分，荣耀的身份。
God giving us a noble position in the church.
旧约十二个支派代表所有的以色列人。
The 12 tribes in the Old Testament refers to all the Israelites.
新约中的十二个使徒代表所有的工人。
The 12 disciples in the New Testament refers to all the divine workers.
所以在教会里面，大家都有荣耀的职分，荣耀的身份。
Therefore, in the church, all of us have this noble status.
就算一个没有被选在做领导人的领导层里面的
，Even though you are not elected to be a leader,
他也有个很荣耀的身份，很荣耀的职分。
He also has this glorious status.
因为他是个君尊的祭司，他有祭司的职分，祭司的身份。
Because he has this status as a priest, a royal priest.
那教会还有什么呢？
What does the church have?
还有24个长老。
There were 24 elders.
好，我们提出了。长老是不是指那些老老的啊？那就选他做长老。
The elders all of the of those advanced in age?
不是的
，Not so。
这里说的24个长老是指属灵经验非常非常丰富的工人， this, 非常丰富有属灵经验各种经验的工人。
These 24 elders refer to those who have who has abundance in spiritual experience.
这24个长老原本是年长者。
And these 24 elders, in the original text refers to the seniors.
没有其他的意思，就是年长子。
It just refers to the elders.
但是年长子是什么意思呢？
But what does elder mean?
原来他要表达的是他们在各种的侍奉中、各种的信仰中、各种的征战当中非常丰富。因为有经历了很多的经验，累积很多的经验。
It is trying to tell us that these elders, they have, so much experience and knowledge, and they, which have been accumulated.
就好像那些已经到了七八十岁、七八十岁的老人，他经历了人生很多的风雨，他历练了人生很多的苦难，他非常有丰富。他的重点是在这里，
like、
不是指他年纪很老。
Likened to those who are elderly, 70 to 80 years old, they are filled with experiences.
有些年纪很老的根本没有经验的。
But some are advanced in age, but they don't have.
他属灵经验没有的，他没有侍奉，没有参与侍奉啊。
They don't have any spiritual experience in participating in divine work.
有一些不是很老的中年人而已，或者年轻人而已，他属灵经验非常丰富啊。他十几岁、二十几岁就一直在参与教会圣工，
一直到他当
负责人、当传啊长啊执事啊传道。
But there are some young ones who are filled with these spiritual experiences when they participate in divine work at during their teens.
他在四十多岁的时候，他经验丰富，非常丰富呀。
They are so filled with spiritual experiences.
无论是这个牧养上的，还是灵界征战的、魔鬼的。还是圣经神的话都非常丰富的。
Be it in the pastoral area or in the spiritual warfare, they are filled with experiences.
这叫做教会里面的二十四个长老有非常经验丰富的工人在教会，这是非常宝贵的。
These are the 24 elders who are treasures of the church, but they have abundant spiritual experiences.
有这样属灵丰富的工人，这是神的荣耀。是教会的福气。
If we have such leaders in the church, it is a glory to the church.
知道吗？不是叫老了才叫做长老，才安慰他长老。那他老了，他都没有力气做工了，都没有力气上战场的，你安慰他做什么呢？
So these elders are not referring to those who are advanced in age. If they are so old, why do you still ordain them to work?
这个不能够得罪，那个不敢得罪，这个不敢讲，那个不敢讲，你安慰来做什么呢？要他来做什么呢？
And if they do not do their work properly, why do you ordain them?
原来就是一个身份，我是长老，高高在上。原来就是这样而已。And 圣经中的二十四个长老是指这样的吗？
And it only becomes a status to them. Is this what it is referred to in the book of Revelation?
他们是穿白衣的。
They were clothed in white robes.
他们头上是戴金冠的。
And they had crowns of gold.
看到吗？不是指年纪老，是非常有属灵经验，非常得胜。
So this is not referring to the old, but they are very experienced spiritually, and they have a crown of gold on their head.
第四个宝物是什么？
What's the fourth treasure?
这里说，在神的宝座中有闪电、有雷轰的声音。
Here it says that at this throne there were flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder.
世上任何一个团体、任何一个组织没有这样的声音的。没有一个团体中有这样的声音的。
There is no such any organization which emits such lightning and thunder.
但是在神的教会，真耶稣教会里面却有闪电雷轰的声音。
But in God's church, the true Jesus church, there is lightning and thunder.
那个是神的荣耀、神的威严、神的威严所发、荣耀所发出的声音来的。
That is God's glory and God's
非常荣耀的声音。
God's sound of glory.
如果你得罪神的，
If you have offended God,
听了会害怕，
you will be fearful.
可是我们今天得罪神的信徒，教会那些人，
But for those who have offended God, including his workers,
神发出他的闪电、他的雷轰，不怕。
They are not afraid of the flashes of lightning or the rumbling of thunder.
甚至还去攻击这个讲道的。
They even slander against the speakers.
我们今天多可怕，我们的行为多可怕，多恶，你知道吗？
This is how evil we are today.
其实大家一听到神的声音、威严、雷轰，我们都害怕了，自己感觉到自己亏欠神，自己感觉到自己不配。
In fact,
自然反应应该是这样子。
When we hear the flashes of lightning and rumbling of thunder, we should be fearful.
但是今天有这样的反应吗？
But is this the reaction today?
我也在讲我自己，注意哦，我也在责备自己，讲自己，提醒自己。
I'm also talking about myself.
当有雷轰、闪电的声音出现的时候，我们是不是起了敬畏神的心，开始在感觉到自己亏欠神，在害怕？
when there are flashes of lightning and rumblings of thunder, do we feel that we owe God?
感谢神，正耶稣教有这种声音。
We thank God that in the True Jesus Church there are such sounds.
这是非常宝贵的十样宝物中的其中一个宝物。
This is one of the treasure of the ten treasures.
但是圣经也告诉我们。
But the Bible also tells us.
有时神也不出声，不讲话。
At times, God remains silent.
当然，神不讲话的时候，就听不到闪电雷轰的声音，根本听不到。因为神根本就已经不说话了。
And when God remains silent, there is no flashes of lightning nor rumblings of thunder. When will God remain silent?
那第五个宝物是什么？
What's the fifth treasure?
那就是在这个第五节里面。
It's in verse 5.
在宝座前有七盏点着的灯啊。火灯就是亮着的灯啊。
There were seven blazing lamps.
那是指教会的圣洁而发出的光。
This tells us that this is the holiness of the church.
这也说明教会因为真理所发出的真理的光。
And because of the truth, it emits this light of truth.
而且七盏全部发光，你说那个光多大？那个光多么的耀眼。
And there were seven lamps emitting this light, so you can imagine how bright it was. It is very precious. And when the seven lamps are blazing, we know that this church is filled with the Holy Spirit.
Because here it says
that the seven lamps refer to the seven spirits of God filled by the Holy Spirit. Let us examine ourselves.
我们今天真教会这里已经讲出的启示出来的五种宝贵，有没有看到呢？有没有感觉到呢？
Of the five treasures that I mentioned here, do we see any of it in the church?
好，我们今天继续靠着圣灵帮助我们进入到第六样的宝物。
Today we shall continue with the sixth treasure.
第六样宝物是什么？
What is the sixth treasure?
我们读第六节。
We read verse 6.
来，一起读六节到八节。
Verses 6 to 8.
一二三。宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个面像人，第四个像飞鹰。四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。他们昼夜不住地说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！主神是已在、今在、以后永在的全能者。”到第六节的时候，我们就看到真教会的第六样宝物。
You can see the sixth treasure in verse 6.
这里说宝座前。好像有一个玻璃海，宝座前有一个玻璃海。
That in front of the throne there was a sea of glass.
那么这个玻璃海如同水晶，透明的，非常美丽。
And the sea of glass was clear as crystal, very beautiful.
这个宝座前就是，宝座前在教会里面好像有一个玻璃海是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by the sea of glass in front of the throne?
我们都知道海是不能平静的。
We know that the sea cannot remain calm.
就算没有大风大浪，它还是在那边飘的，那个海水还是在那边波动的，没有办法停下来，静下来的。
Even though there are no winds or waves, there will still be ripples.
那如果遇到暴风暴雨的时候，那个海浪就更加的可怕，海的那个汹涌更加可怕。
And when there are storms and a great wind and rain, the waves will be more fearful.
但是如果海面上若好像有一片大大大的玻璃遮盖着这个海面。那整个海面就会变成平静安稳了。
But when the sea is likened to a sea of glass, a panel of glass covering it, then we know that there is calm and peace.
今天有谁有这种能力、有这种科技、有这种力量，把海面放一块玻璃下去，让整个海平静下来？今天科学有没有这样的能力呢？
Who would have this ability and technology to place a a panel of glass on the sea.
就算有很大的玻璃哦，盖在上面，它也会沉下去啊。
Even though it's a big piece of glass, if you were to put it on the sea, it will sink.
在汹涌的海面上，却好像一块玻璃盖住那个汹涌的波浪，让它平静。
In these fierce raging waves, there is this piece, a panel of glass covering it, giving it peace.
这件事唯有神能，只有神可以做到。
Only God can do this.
好，那宝座前有玻璃海，就表示教会有神从神来的平安。
The sea of glass in front of the throne represents peace from God.
而且教会是平静安稳的。
And the church is peaceful and calm.
请注意哦，
难
道不是常常讲在教会有征战吗？征战就在教会里面吗？
Did I not always say that there is conflict in the church?
那教会怎么可能是平静安稳呢？
How then can it be peaceful and calm?
末世的时候，圣灵最大的工作就在教会里面工作，最大的工作就是在神的教会里面工作。
During the last days, the works of the Holy Spirit will be great in the church of God.
因为这个教会呢，要完全圣洁，完全行出真理，才能够被接到天上去的。
Because this church has to be completely holy, to be able to be lifted up to heaven.
教会如果没有达到真理的要求，神的要求是上不了天国的。
If the church cannot attain God's requirement, it cannot go up to heaven.
而且是要整个就要被提到天上去。
And the entire church will be lifted.
因此，圣灵末后最大的工作就是在真耶稣教里面工作。
And the greatest work of the Holy Spirit is in the church of God.
不断的在我们每个人的内心里面去感动，甚至去责备，甚至去自行这种管教，甚至鞭打。
The Holy Spirit will rebuke, will chastise, and will encourage and exhort us.
等到大家悔改认罪了，追求圣洁了，教会才能够被提上去的。不然你上不了的啦，你怎么上哦？你上不了的。人家上了，但是你上不了。
Till we all acquire this holiness, then only are we able to go up to heaven.
这是我们从圣经上会看到很多圣灵在最后的时候，主耶稣最紧张的工作，就是最迫切的工作，就是真耶稣教。
This is what
没有其他的了。
This is the last works of our Lord Jesus Christ in the true Jesus Church.
其他的什么外邦人，什么这个世界什么，他们已经不信耶稣，也不理耶稣，也不听耶稣的话了，那不理他了。到最后就是不理他们了，就是专造就带领我们的教。
The Lord Jesus will not bother about those who have not believed. He will focus on the true Jesus Church.
那些都是要被神审判了的了，还理他
？Those who do not believe in him will be judged.
而且到那个时候，很多教会都停顿了，圣工全部都停顿了，就已经没有再理他们了。
At that point in time, all the works of the church will come to a halt.
那我一直在强调是什么呢
？What am I trying to impress?
末后人最紧张的工作，最重要的工作就是真耶稣教。
The most urgent works of the last day is the work in the true Jesus Church.
可是呢，末后呢，撒旦最重要的工作、最紧张的工作也是真耶稣教会。
And similarly, the most urgent work for the devil in the last days is also in the true Jesus Church.
甘愿的让教会被提到天上去了，他一定不肯的。
He will not allow the church to be lifted to heaven.
你从启示录看了，他到时的时候，他放出来就是围攻教会的，把神的城围住的，进行击杀、进行破坏、进行各种的迷惑。
When you read the book of Revelation, he will bound the church of God and he will perform all kinds of deceit.
因为如果真耶稣教会不能够被提到天上去，那么神的计划就失败了，神的救赎他的计划就不能成功了，因为不能被提到天上去啊，还行什么功？
If the church of God cannot be lifted to heaven, then the salvation plan of God has failed.
那你看到了没有？
Do you see this?
真耶稣教会是末后神最看重的工作。真耶稣教会也是末后撒旦最紧张的工作，最重要的工作。
The true Jesus Church
两个都一样。
The true Jesus Church is the most important work of our God, and also is the most important matter to the devil.
我们的战场在哪里？信仰的战场在哪里
？Where is our warfare？
我们常常说这个世界，这个其实除了世界，接下来更重要是在教会里面的征战。
Whereas the battleground apart from the world is also
教会里面有掰子，有逼子。
In the church, there is the wheat and the tares.
有山羊，有绵羊。
There is the goat and the sheep.
有忠心的仆人，有忠心善良的仆人，有又懒又恶的仆人，都在教会。
There are those who are faithful servants and the lazy servants.
这些道理我们不是常常讲吗？不是常常听吗？
Don't we hear this sermon so often?
但是为什么我们没有警醒起来呢？
But we are not.
当主要讲这种道理的时候，我们反而拒绝，反而反感呢，不接受呢？
When these sermons are spoken, we reject them.
那这样的情况中，
and in this situation,
教会怎么可能是平静安稳呢？一定是常常在乱。
How can there be peace and calm in the church?
但是不是的。
However, it's not so.
这里启示我们，主耶稣启示我们，在宝座前有一个玻璃海。虽然海浪在汹涌，海浪不断的在暴风暴雨在那边哦，很狂傲的在那边乱，但是呢，教会却平静安，因为有一个玻璃海。
The Lord reveals to us that even though there is this raging storm in the sea, but there is a peace in the church because of this sea of glass.
你看哦，海面上的风浪这么大，这么可怕。你看，在海底最深的海底，却是平静安稳的，在最深处是平静安稳的，不受影响。
The waves are so raging and so fierce, but at the seabed, it's the waters are very calm.
意思说，教会有风浪，有魔鬼的工作，有各种的打击跟毁谤，斗争，甚至是斗争，但是呢？在神里面，我们住在神里面的人，在神里面，在耶稣里面的人，他们是平静安稳的，他们的内心非常的平静。
Although there are conflicts in the church caused by the devil, yet those who are in the Lord Jesus Christ, they are at peace.
他们的心就好像深海最深处啊，进入到神最深处里面是安静平稳，一点影响都没有。
Their hearts are likened to the seabed, where they are not affected and they are at peace.
你注意看哦，教会在乱，教会在呱哩呱叫，其实是那一些人在乱教会。那些敬畏神的人，更多的信徒敬畏神的，他们是平静安稳的。
And there are
他们是非常平静。
When there are conflicts in the church, these are all caused by the troublemakers. But for those who truly love God, they are all at peace.
那些一直在乱的信徒呢，甚至两派三派在吵的信徒呢？在攻击教会的呢，或者离开教会的呢，他们平时其实就在那边呱呱叫了，平时就是很多批评教会的。
And these are the people who attacks the church and who slanders the church.
那如果遇到有一点风浪，撒旦在搞一些风浪，他们就趁机兴风作浪，是那些败子的信徒，那些山羊的信徒。
And when the devil comes and creates conflict in the church, these believers, these tares, takes the opportunity to cause trouble.
一点点事情就一直搞搞搞搞到很乱，唯恐教会不乱，把它乱得乱七八糟。
They create, they magnify small issues and create trouble in the church.
这些人的信仰里面没有玻璃海，没有。
There is no sea of glass in the faith of these believers.
但是住在神里面的，在耶稣里面的，真正敬畏神、有真信仰的，非常的平静，非常的平静。
But those who truly fear God and are with God, they have this peace.
那么这里说玻璃海呢，如同水晶，那就是表示教会里面呢是光明正大，好像水晶透明的，很漂亮的。
This sea of glass is clear as crystal, tells us that it is very bright.
就是没有隐藏，没有见不得光的事情，没有遮盖的事情，都是敞开的。
There's nothing hidden, it's very transparent.
没有黑暗，没有阴影。
There is no darkness, there's no shadow.
都是透明、圣洁、亮丽的。
It's transparent, it's holy, it's bright.
所以我们教会也好，领导层也好，总会也好，任何一个高组织都是透明的，没有说这个不可以给信徒知道，这个不可以给那个知道，这个不可以跟人家讲，那个没有这样的事。
So everything that's done in the church has to be transparent.
久而久之就把黑暗遮起来，盖起来，然后在里面那一帮人在搞黑暗的事，没有人知道，也不能够讲。
If it's not transparent, it will be hidden by those who create all these troubles.
讲起来好像有爱心啊，这边没有造就，不要让信徒知道，没有造就，讲起来是这样。
It looks like it's not beneficial.
但事实上，在真理里面是这样吗？在光明里面是这样吗？
But is it so when we are supposed to expose
everything? 当我们常常讲这个不能够讲，那个不，这个不能讲的时候，就没有水晶啊、哦，玻璃海没有像水晶这样。
When we are trying,
看不透它，也不能够，不能够不彻透啊。
When we are trying to hide some matters, we are not being transparent. We can't see clearly.
但是你看，每一次我们每一样大事情发生，包括连总的事，主耶稣有让他遮盖起来吗？到最后还是把它爆出来，还是把它显露出来。
Each time when
遮盖不了的。
Each time when something happens, finally it will be exposed. You cannot hide it.
如果遮盖得了，那教会还有光明吗？还有圣洁？
If it can be covered, is there still a brightness, a righteousness, justice in the church?
到最后还是要显露。
Finally, it has to be exposed.
那为什么不当初早早就显露，早早就解决，让教会圣洁呢？让大家心里面顺服神。
Shouldn't we have just exposed it from the very beginning?
我今天讲这个不是要骂这个骂那个，我是在解释玻璃海好像水晶，好像水晶这个道理。
I'm not trying to rebuke anyone. I'm just trying to explain that the sea of glass is clear as crystal.
但是很多道理在讲解的时候没有办法，一定会讲到我们教会的领导的，一定会的，因为我们在带领教会，那是无可避免会谈到领导的问题，领导的那些亏欠，甚至是不圣洁的事。
Whenever we speak of any sermon, we will definitely touch on the leaders of the church.
所以这些道理领导者很难接受，也不能接受。
So these leaders are unable to accept this.
但是你要接受圣经里面的启示啊。
But you have to,
在宝座前有玻璃海，玻璃好像水晶啊，看到吗？你要接受这件事。
You have to accept what is written in the Bible that there is this sea of glass in front of the throne, which is clear as crystal.
那么那些信徒呢？哦，都是站在玻那些得胜哈、哦、得胜受的信徒哦，他们一定是站在玻璃海的。
And those victorious believers will be standing on this sea of glass.
那你跟你能够跟你能够得胜那个受，那个受是很可怕，是撒旦的工人，撒旦的仆役来的。那你怎么能够得胜他呢？你一定受很多苦，你一定受很多的冤枉。做很多的攻击的，一定的。
And how can you overcome these creatures?
因为启示录说教会里面也有兽啊，有些牧者变成兽啊，豺狼啊。
Because in the book of Revelation, there are these shepherds who turn into wolves.
你却得胜这个兽，得胜这些肮脏的工人、污秽的工人，你得胜。
But you are to be victorious over these creatures.
那这些得胜兽的启示录说，他们是站在玻璃海的。
And those who are able to overcome these creatures are those who can stand on the sea of glass.
很大的攻击。可是他们的心很平静，他们的心很平安。
Although they have been attacked, they are still at peace.
那么圣经有这样讲吗？圣经有这样讲吗？
Does the Bible say so?
请看启示录十五章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 15.
启示录十五章的第二节。
Revelation 15 verse 2.
来一起读圣经。
We read the Bible together.
一二三。我看见仿佛有玻璃海。其中有火掺杂，又看见那些胜了兽和兽像的，并他名字数目的，都站在玻璃海上，那座神的琴啊！这些站在玻璃海上的得胜信徒啊，是胜过兽的，胜过兽像的。还有胜过这些666的那些受的人的。
These victorious believers who stood on the sea of glass are those who are victorious over the beast.
请注意哦，这个兽它有它的打手，有它的跟从者，
this beast
有他们的人、啊。
Has its followers and its team.
他们的 team 叫做666，他们有一个 team 的。但是呢，这些敬畏神的儿女呢，胜过他们。
They have this team, the 666 team, but these those who fear God will be victorious over them.
肯定你甚至有时要付出生命，要被杀。
For them to be victorious, they may need to sacrifice their lives and they may need to undergo hardship.
因为我们是一个绵羊啊，
他们
是兽来的呀。
While they are a beast,
他们什么都敢做的、啊、什么都敢讲、啊、假见证什么都敢做的。
They will do everything and they will bear false witness.
反正就是要对付你就是了。
So as to attack you.
但我们是绵羊神的羊，怎么能够跟他们斗呢？怎么能跟他们怎样来 来玩手段呢，你玩不过他们。But, 我们也不玩手段。
But we are the sheep of God, and how are we going to defend ourselves?
看到吗？玻璃海当中掺着什么东西？玻璃海里面有掺什么东西在里面
？What is that? Apart from the sea of glass?
有火掺在玻璃海里面。
There was fire.
我的天哪！单单那个海浪、那个海水都已经够可怕、够汹涌。不可怕了，
还掺火在里面。So fearful, there was fire in it.
火呢是从神来的考验，熬炼我们。
The fire is the trial from God. We also need to undergo God's trial.
又要受撒旦、受这些兽的攻击。
And also the attacks of the devil.
然后又加上从神来的火来熬炼我们，来烧我们。
And we need to go through the fire from God to test us.
你信心不够坚强，你爱神的心不够坚强，你真的想离开啊。
If your faith and your love is not strong enough, you will want to leave.
这叫做有火掺在里面。
That is what it means by sea of glass glowing with fire.
所以这种得胜受的这些信徒站在不是简单的，不是说站在那边不是的，他们受很多痛苦。
Therefore, it's not easy for these believers to be victorious over the beast because they had gone through much trials.
但是他们仍然是心内心还是很平静、很平安的。
Yet they are still very peaceful in their hearts.
那些没有得胜受的，那些没有得胜受的，那他们那些信徒站在哪里？
Those who are not victorious over the beast, where are they standing?
那么他们一整天都是在乱哦。常常都在 complain 哦，在说没有平安啦、啊，教会怎么这样子啦、啊，神没有爱他们啦、啊，又是这个那个啦，一直在批评了。
They must
他们没有办法平静的。
They must be criticizing and must be complaining. They will not remain silent.
他们不单只没有平静，他也不能够安稳，不能够站稳也站不稳的。
They not only can they not remain silent, they cannot remain still.
因为他们没有站在玻璃海，因为他们没有得胜那个兽。
Because they are not standing on the sea of glass and they are not victorious over the beast.
他们跟从那个兽。
They are fearful of the beast.
又或者他们不跟从兽，但是也不敢讲那这边那个兽。
Even though they don't follow, but they dare not go against.
甚至有点讨好那些兽，包括那个兽的那个 team 那个 team.
Or maybe they may join the team of the beast.
那这时这些没有得胜兽的这些信徒，他们站在哪里？
And those who are not victorious over the beast, where are they standing?
你没有站在玻璃海，你就只有站在海面上，海面。
If you are not standing on the sea of glass, you are standing under the sea.
但你看启示录十三章第一节
，Revelation 13 verse 1.
那个海面就是兽触摸的地方。
You are standing on the shore of the sea where the beast comes out.
我再重复一次，如果教会信真教会的信徒没有得胜那个兽。
If the true believers are not victorious over the beast,
也没有得胜那个兽的像那个偶像
，and the idol of this beast,
也没有得胜兽的那个 team， 他的一般人
，or his team，
那你就肯定是站在兽的海面上，因为那个海面是兽触摸的地方，你一定是站在那。
Then you're standing on the shore of sea where this beast emerges.
很多时候，我们真的要做一个决定。
Many a times we need to make a decision.
我要站在哪里？
Where should I stand?
好，信徒有患难有忧伤。
When believers are faced with hardships,
他们就到教会到神的面前来祷告。
They come before God to pray.
那他们就从内心得到平静安稳。
They receive peace in their hearts.
他们内心不再害怕。
There will be no more fear in their hearts.
关于这个内心的平安我们就有许多许多这样的见证。
With regard to this inner peace, there are many testimonies from our church.
我讲两个吧。
Let me just tell you.
有个信徒，他的太太要跟他离婚。
There was a believer whose wife wanted to divorce.
其实孩子都已经大了，都已经出来工作了。
The children were already have already grown up.
但是太太动不动就说离婚，动不动就讲离婚。
But the wife will always ask for a divorce.
甚至用很难听的话。很无谓的话来羞辱他，侮辱他的丈夫。
And will always use some words to shame the husband.
那段时间，这个弟兄呢，这个做丈夫非常痛苦。
The brother was very sad.
那他就跟教会拿了锁匙，他每天呢自己独自一个人到教会去祷告。
He asked for the keys of the church so that he can come daily to church to pray.
祷告了几次，慢慢的他在祷告中。体会到从神来的平安。
After a few prayers, he experienced the peace from God.
那回去呢，环境没有改变，太太没有改变，还是攻击他，辱骂他，没有改变。
He went home, but the situation in the house did not change.
可是他的内心非常的平静，非常的平静。
The wife continued to scold him and rebuke him, but there was peace in his heart.
所以他用这种圣灵给他的这种平安啊，主耶稣给他这种平安，他站得非常的稳，没有动摇，对神的心没有动摇。
So from the peace that he received from God, he did not waver in his belief in God.
那他太太的攻击就更加越来越可怕，越来越凶恶。
The wife's attacks became more and more forceful.
因为他太太已经被魔鬼留地步了，魔鬼在攻击我们的弟兄。
Because the wife had given a foothold to the devil.
那有一次祷告，他对主说：“主耶稣啊，太痛苦，我太痛苦了。”
One day in his prayer, this brother said, "Oh Lord Jesus, I am suffering too much."Can I please divorce him? Can I please divorce her?
有这样的婚姻还要来做什么呢？
Why should I endure this marriage?
但是他祷告的时候呢，有声音告诉他。
And in his prayer, there was a voice which told him.
他就是好像有人跟他讲话了。
It was as though someone was speaking to him.
你这样离婚，神得到荣耀吗？你这样离婚，神得到荣耀吗？
Would God be glorified if you were to divorce?
是的，你离婚的解决了你的痛苦，但是神的名呢，教会的名呢，我们的信仰呢，怎么样？
If you were to get a divorce, it will release you from your suffering. But what about the name of the church, the name of God?
他听到这个声音，想到神的名，神的荣耀，他哭啊，大声的哭啊。
When he heard this mentioning God's glory and God's name, he cried aloud.
你的名受羞辱，那我宁愿受苦吧，我就宁愿忍耐下去吧。
He said that God, if you are to be shamed, and then I would rather suffer.
他一这样讲的时候呢，哇，圣灵大大充满。
When he said this, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他这时候的内心全部都是喜乐，很大很大的，一直笑，一直笑，一直祷告，一直在笑。
There was joy in his heart, and he was laughing in his prayer.
他跟我见证，这个笑是很喜乐，很喜乐，从来没有这么喜乐过的。
He told me that this laughter was a laughter of joy. He had never been this joyful before.
关教会门了，回家的路上还是充满着喜乐。
And after prayer, he locked the church's door and he walked home. He was still filled with joy.
他太太看到他满脸喜乐，笑容这样一直笑着回来，太太更加生气，你笑什么呀？很好笑。
The wife saw him in such happiness. The wife continued to rebuke him.
拿起门口的什么东西就往他身上丢了。
And threw something on him.
砸到他受伤了。
The brother was hurt,
可是他还是喜乐。
But he was still filled with joy.
他说那个时候就好像你讲什么，你做什么都好，那个喜乐哈，好像挡箭牌啊，好像盾牌这样，把你挡住了那些撒旦的攻击，全部挡住了。
So that joy to him was likened to a shield.
他说很奇妙的体验。
And there was a very wonderful experience.
那段时间一直喜乐，一直喜乐呢，度过着他人生最痛苦的婚姻。
And that period of joy helped him through the most difficult time of his marriage.
这个就是得胜受得胜撒旦的那些信得胜的。
These are the believers who are victorious over the beast.
但还没有得胜之前呢，受很多攻击，受很多伤害。
And before they are victorious, they will receive much hurt.
他们的内心
hurt
平静安稳，非常平静。
But their hearts remain calm.
这是这个弟兄亲口跟我讲。
This is the testimony from this brother.
我就深深明白什么叫做海浪，海面上好像有一片玻璃，叫玻璃海。我现在明白。
And from that, there I understood what it meant by the sea of glass.
另外一个弟兄，他是开家具厂的，开家饰厂。
There was another brother who has a furniture factory.
他很辛苦哈、哦，才建立这个。有自己的工厂，有自己的厂。
Through much hardships, he has built his own factory.
以前生活哦，贫穷到教会每个月给帮助他们的家庭50块。
He was so poor to the extent.
教会每个月给他们家庭五十。
That the church in the past he was so poor to the extent that the church would render financial help to him every month.
就是穷到这样的地步了。
To his poverty was to this extent.
吃饭只是放一些酱油，然后放一些滚水，一些白开水。就这样吃饭。
He will take his meal, just rice with some soy sauce and water.
现在神的祝福已经有了厂了，赚钱了。
But with God's blessing, he now has his own factory.
结果一场大火把他的厂全部烧光。
But a fire burned the whole factory.
他们那时那段时间接了很多订单，尤其在国外的订单，烧光了，你的产品不能够按照那个时间送出去，厂对方拿不到这个货，你要赔呀、啊，赔死你。
At that time,
你没有办法再生产了、啊，他会赔你，他会告你。
At that time, he had received many orders from overseas, and because of this fire, he had to pay back what he couldn't deliver.
还有保险的问题，因为有很多一些东西不合保险的一些条规，这吹毛求疵一些要求很高，又没有赔，这个没有赔，那个没有赔，想起来都眼泪都掉下来。
And due to some disputes over the claims, he couldn't get much from the insurance company.
厂没有了没关系啊，你欠身债啊，那怎么还呢、啊、
？He lost his factory and he was in great debt. He doesn't have money for food.
可是呢，我们那边那时呢，每早晨都有每天哦，每天晚上都有。那个礼拜天、哦、都有早祷。
At that place, every Sunday morning, we have a morning prayer session.
那每个晚上都有祷告。
And there is also a prayer session every night.
他昨天他的厂被烧了，临清晨的时候了，不是昨天了、啊。比如说今天临清晨的时候被烧，今天早上。
The factory was burned during dawn.
可是他一样来早祷会。
But he still continued to the church to pray.
没有个人知道他的厂被烧了，没有个人知道。
No one who was there knew that his factory was burned.
他表现非常的平静。
He was very calm.
好像跟平常这样，没有什么特别。
As though nothing had happened.
然后祷告过后，我还跟他打招呼。
And after prayer, I greeted him.
刚好他就接到一封电话。
He received a phone call.
那个是一个信徒说：“弟兄啊，我的房间的门坏掉了，门锁，你可以来帮忙。”
A brother called and say, the lock in my in the door of my house is broken. Can you come and repair it?
这个是个小事了。
This was a small matter.
可是对这个弟兄来讲，他已经发生这么严重的事，他已经没有心去理这些的了。
But this event that happened to him was such a big matter.
我要讲的就是他的表现非常的平静安稳。他说：“好的，好的，我安排时间，我过去给你看一下。”
He wouldn't have the heart to attend to this, but he answered and said, "Oh, sure, I will come and attend to."
哎呀，你赶快来呀、啊！我赶快来呀、啊！那个金主叫他赶快来点。
And the other brother said, "Can you come quickly?"
人家有多少事情要处理，你知道吗？这都是大事。
But this brother had so much to manage.
我在想，后来我们才知道，他的厂刚刚被烧。我才回想过来，他的表现真的有从神来的平，真正的平安，不能够假的，装不出来的。
And later we got to know that his factory was burned down, and I recalled his emotion at that point in time, expression when he was at peace.
如果是我们发生这样的事，请问我们的表现有这样平静吗？
When this happens to us, will we be so calm?
我真正认识到这些得胜的信徒，他们的信。你平时可能看不起他，这个不能的啦，那个不能的啦，这个不能。你没有真正看到他们从神，他们的那种信仰的那种成熟。
Now I know these true believers.
信仰的力量。
How mature and strong are they in their life of faith?
所以我常常现在看到玻璃好，就会想起这两个弟兄的见证。
So whenever I read the sea of glass, it reminds me of these two brothers.
还有很多很多的见证。
There are many other testimonies.
比如说死亡临到了。
For example, when death befalls.
大家都怕死，包括我们真教会的信徒。
All of us are fearful of death, including the members of the church.
虽然说有信心啊，有天国，有盼望，但怕到要死。跟你讲，有些怕到要死。
Although we know that there is hope of the heavenly kingdom, but most of us are fearful.
死亡临到，他非常的平静。
But I have seen members who are at peace when death befalls them.
两个信徒
There are two believers.
不同的教会
Different church.
同样教会在不同的地方教会。
They are
比如说一个是在哪里？一个是在俄拜的，一个是在巴达的。
They are from the same region but different churches.
两个都犯了第四期癌症。
They all contracted the last stage of cancer.
一个呢？害怕到全世界去报告。
One was so fearful that
到包括连总也报告，哪里都报告台湾，哪里都报告戴登。
That he broadcast for intercession to the whole world.
另一个信徒呢，他只是跟家人、跟熟悉的弟兄姐妹讲，但请替我祷告。
Another believer only told his family members and also his close friends to pray for him.
一个表现到很惊慌啊，然后一个表现到很平静，很平静。
One was so frantic, but the other was so calm.
然后一个在病痛中呢，讲了很多得罪神的话，也攻击很多教会。
And this who was in his sickness, he also offended many churches and also spoke and complained about God. And asked why did not God save him? And also complained that there was no love in church. He just complained.
另一个呢,
while the other
安安静静,
was quiet.
两个后来都死,
both died. 那个
很潮的呢, 要埋葬的时候他的妈妈跳到那个洞里面去，不给棺材放下去，在那边哭，在那边闹，在洞棺材洞里面在那边闹，就这样。
And the one who made so much noise, who had died, the mother wanted to jump into the hole so that the
有外邦人、有教会人都在。
There were
many. 你们的神在哪里呀、啊？你们的平安在哪里、啊、
？The relatives were there and outsiders were there. And they were wondering, where is your God? They couldn't see God.
连外邦人也没有这样闹。
Even the outsiders would not behave like this.
那这个呢是全世界叫代祷的。
And this is the one who asked the whole world to pray for him.
另一个呢安然的去世。
The other one died in peace.
非常的平静。
Very peacefully.
你说这两个信徒。
Just compare these two
believers. 包括这两个信徒的家的。
And their families.
哪一个是站在玻璃海？哪一个是没有站在玻璃海的记得？
Who was standing on the sea of glass and who wasn't?
什么叫做站在玻璃?
What do we mean by standing on the sea of glass?
唱诗。